It's only the first week of divisional play, but the Grantham West is starting to take shape. Tonight, it's the Reese Rockets taking on the Lakers of Elkton Pigeon Bayport. Good evening, and welcome to the heart of Laker country here in the Thumb of Michigan. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside me tonight is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen.
Thanks, Clark. Happy to be back in Laker country. But this weather, it just seems too nice. I should be playing golf or something. It's not football.
After losing a hard-fought game in Hudson, Michigan in week one, the Lakers have been marching their way through the schedule. And with a win tonight, they are halfway home with clinching a playoff bid. Starting their way is the Greater Thumb West foe of Reese.
Well, what a great playoff-type game to start their season to prepare Lakers for what comes ahead. And that's just what they needed to spark a winning streak.
For the Reese Rockets, with a bit of different plot line, the town of M81 is historically used to the winning ways, but they're coming off of a rebuilding 2016 season. The Rockets started out the season at 2-0, not allowing a touchdown in those victories, but had a bit of a reality check last week when they traveled to Harbor Beach.
Yeah, Harbor Beach played a very good game, beat Reese quite handily. Keep in mind, Reese faced a couple weak opponents in weeks 1 and 2. Harbor Beach, a very quality team, but this Lakers team may be their toughest task yet.
Before the season started, all eyes were on the Greater Thumb West, and everyone was asking the same question: who is the best? Well, the six divisional teams, the extended day forecast is still a bit foggy.
It sure is. In my opinion, I think Cass City and Lakers have risen to the top, but there are still teams that have something to say about that, USA included.
It's an absolutely beautiful night, and tonight it's the official start of divisional play in the Greater Thumb Conference. Coming up on your WLW Sports pregame show, we'll take a trip across the region with our other area games, host our media roundtable, and take an in-depth look at the game of the week. The EPBP Lakers hosting the Reese Rockets right here on the WLW Sports Network, Sports Radio 102.1, and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. It's Lakers hosting the Reese Rockets tonight in Friday Night Lights on the WLW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bow-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center, located in our 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Are you a little hot under the collar? Is your car's air conditioning not working? You know, there is a lot of summer left. Bring it to the experts at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They have the proper equipment, the parts, and take the extra time to find the problem and give you a permanent repair, all at a reasonable price. Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment. They also sell radiators, gas tanks, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers.
Hi, this is Gary Rocci. Remember, if you want to be really cool, see Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Hey, kids, it's back to school time. Yeah! Hey, parents, it's back to school time. Listen, everybody, it's time for back to school deals from Thumb Cellular. Now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular has some great back to school deals. You can get 25 bonus gigs of data, a free $10 gift card for iTunes or Google Play, and great discounts on almost any phone. The Samsung J3, LG Fluid 2, and iPhone SE are free on a 2-year contract. Don't forget to check out their hot new phones like the Samsung Galaxy S8 and S8 Plus and the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus. Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky and check out all the back-to-school deals they have to offer. Thumb Cellular is your place for back-to-school deals and fun. No wonder they're the talk of the Thumb.
Terms of service apply.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, Conic Radiator in Air Conditioning, Moore Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, 269 Guns, Bayport State Bank, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon, Thumb National Bank and Trust, Ensure Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? Sailor and Internet Services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sailor and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the Thumb. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction with the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It almost seems like a rite of passage for our broadcast team. The football season is not complete until we find ourselves in a cozy spot atop the Laker press box. We look out about the football complex and find ourselves in the midst of some of the most fertile soil in the state of Michigan, wind turbines as our backdrop, and an energy that something exciting is about to happen on the gridiron. What is different, though, is the quality of weather this time around. My broadcast partner Dave Hansen can certainly attest to that.
We've certainly had some wild ones. I think the last couple of times we were here, I couldn't tell you what crop was in that field, and it's not very far away. And this is about the only weather we haven't had here, 80 and sunny.
Another broadcast teammate that has been with us through the thick and thin of whatever Mother Nature has thrown at us, it's our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Doug travels from Livonia, Michigan each week for us to tally and maintain all of the stats that Dave and I use throughout the broadcast and then are sent on to the Huron Daily Tribune for the game wrap-up. One game in which Dave, Doug, and I certainly will not forget is the 2014 Halloween playoff game between the Lakers and Sandusky. The sea was angry that night.
Oh, that was a crazy game. I thought this press box was going to blow over today. It was snow, windy. It was pretty fun though to call that game.
It was a great fall playoff game. Felt like winter. I'm glad I didn't have to stand outside and be a part of that game. But you know, we had everything opened up in here, and it was freezing. But it was definitely a fun game to see.
And we're getting word that Dining with Doug is coming back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I couldn't make it today. I was running a little late, but next week I'll make sure I'll stop by. Or 2 weeks from now, I'll stop by in Bad Axe, see what's there.
Yes, indeed. And our broadcast team would not be complete without the looks and talents of Kayla O'Neill, our Director of Media Relations and Social Media. One of the integral pieces to our game storyline is what Kayla keeps track for us. Time of possession, first, third, and fourth down conversion rates, an extensive and intuitive game log. We can always count on Kayla for keeping the booth, the conversation interesting, and an eye on the other area game scores to pass on to our listeners.
And absolutely, that is just the beginning of what she does for us. She keeps a lot of stats for us, the unique things that we're able to provide you throughout the game, so we always appreciate having her around.
The season is truly underway now. Even the strong side has returned. If you are new to town or just a slow learner, join us every Sunday throughout the entire season at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. Yours truly, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams discuss for 60 minutes all of the happenings of high school football in the Thumb of Michigan. It takes place every Sunday throughout the entire football season right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
That's right. 7 p.m. on Sundays, we will kind of look back at the games behind us and preview the upcoming games. It's a good 60 minutes of high school football.
You're listening to Sports Radio 102.1, home with the WLW Sports Network, the Reese Rockets, on the road at the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Kickoff in 41 minutes right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated, so working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag